Here's a story from The World.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged six Russian intelligence officers in connection with major worldwide cyber attacks, including hacking elections in France. Assistant Attorney General for National Security John Demers made the announcement yesterday. He said the men charged stand accused of conducting
the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group.
Andy Greenberg joins me now. He's the author of Sandworm, A New Era of Cyber War and the Hunt for the Kremlin's Most Dangerous Hackers. Andy, first of all, what do we know about the people being charged?
We know that they are six Russian men, and they are part of Russia's military intelligence agency called the GRU. The GRU is this very mysterious and secretive intelligence agency. There have been only a few defectors from it in its entire history, and usually they're killed. So the actual sort of hierarchy and how these guys work, we only know bits and pieces of it. But I think the more important thing about them is that these are hackers who are responsible for an incredible rampage across the internet over the last 5 years, from causing blackouts in Ukraine to releasing this piece of malware called NotPetya, which was the worst cyber attack in history.
Give us some more specifics on the attack on Ukraine's power grid. What happened there?
In December of 2015, just before Christmas, Sandworm attacked a collection of Western Ukrainian electric utilities. They took over the mouse movements of the operators in a control room of these facilities and locked them out of the computer. And these poor operators in this Western Ukrainian electric utility were forced to watch as their own mouse clicked through circuit breakers and turned off the power to 250,000 Ukrainian civilians. They even bombarded it with fake phone calls just to kind of add another layer of chaos. It was a truly unique and brutal kind of cyber attack.
So you mentioned NotPetya, the NotPetya attack. Officials are saying that was perhaps the most damaging cyber attack ever detected. You agree with that?
I definitely do. And I think it was an underreported attack at the time. NotPetya was pushed out to thousands of networks in Ukraine and around the world, and it spread incredibly virulently, taking over entire computer networks in seconds and essentially destroying all of the computers. And this took down not just hundreds of companies inside of Ukraine, but also it did hundreds of millions of dollars of damage to companies like Merck, the New Jersey pharmaceutical firm, and FedEx, and Maersk, the world's largest shipping firm. Each one of these companies suffered damages unlike we usually see for any cyber attack. And when you add them all up, the White House estimated that NotPetya cost at least $10 billion.
Well, if this indictment sounds familiar, members of Russia's GRU were previously charged for trying to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Notably, in this announcement, Andy, no one's being charged for trying to interfere in the current U.S. election. Does that surprise you?
It does slightly, in the sense that the timing of this seems like it should be about trying to preempt or prevent an attack on the 2020 election. But actually, every part of our response to the GRU, both in the Obama administration and in the Trump administration, has been so retroactive, has taken years to coalesce. Sometimes even just a simple statement holding Russia accountable has taken as long as 8 or 9 months after that NotPetya attack, for instance. Governments around the world have to take deterrence of cyber attacks and responding to them, holding the hackers accountable more seriously and act faster.
What has the U.S. done in recent years in terms of cyber defense? Like, how vulnerable is America's cybersecurity infrastructure right now, 2 weeks before the general election?
Our government has done a lot to try to secure itself, especially, and to secure American critical infrastructure. But we remain vulnerable because we have a complex society. We've seen a warning from Microsoft just in the past weeks, in fact, that another GRU unit has been targeting, for instance, political consultancies and other election-related organizations, and may be trying to do a kind of hack and leak operation of the kind that they did against the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign in 2016. So those are soft targets. They're not something that the NSA or the Department of Homeland Security can secure themselves. So it's very difficult to kind of put an umbrella of protection over all these different targets.
What do you think is the Kremlin's motivation in all of these attacks?
Well, the story of Sandworm begins in Ukraine, and Russia is, of course, at war in Ukraine. Russia physically invaded Ukraine, and the cyber war that Russia has waged there has contributed to that, has helped create the sense that Ukraine is a country at war, that it's destabilized, that it's not a place to put your foreign investment, for instance. And then in other cases, the attack on the Olympics, for instance, that seems like kind of pure pettiness. Russia was banned from those Olympics for doping and retaliated by trying to break the technological backbone of the event, almost as if to say, if we can't enjoy these Olympics, then no one will. It seems like it could just be that simple.
You know, for 4 years, we've heard the accusation, Russian hacking, so many times that I wonder if it starts to lose its meaning, not to mention the already well-worn trope of the Russians as the enemy. Andy, you've got deep knowledge and expertise in all of this. What do you think is at stake with Russian hacking operations? Just generally, what does Russia see as its endgame with all of these influence operations?
I do think it's unfortunate that Russian hacking has become this kind of politicized issue. But if you excise all those political narratives and just look at what Russia has done, I do think that they objectively have done the most disruptive and destructive cyber attacks that we've ever seen. So I do think that we have to stay vigilant, that we have to hold the Kremlin accountable for the attacks that it has done, and we have to try to secure ourselves against future ones.
Andy Greenberg is a senior writer at Wired. His book is Sandworm, A New Era of Cyber War and the Hunt for the Kremlin's Most Dangerous Hackers. Andy, good to have you with us again. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.